It's time to take a spin around Wisconsin and find stories you might have missed. Here's Spinning the State on Spanning the State with Kristen Bry and Steve Scafidi.
Indeed, indeed. Even when Brian Noonan is not here, we still spin around the state to bring you stories that you may have missed. Steve Scafidi is in for Brian today.
But I miss Brian already.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Good guy.
He'll be back tomorrow. You're going to be with us tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes, I will be.
It's Friday.
1:30, yes.
1:30.
Nothing to talk about.
I know. Not enough time for as many... You'll have to choose. What do you want to talk about tomorrow? But don't give it away now.
Before we jump into Spinning the State, which is one of my favorite segments on your program... How about getting the A? Do you guys always have the A talents for the news update at 2?
Because it's usually either Julia or John. So depending on one you think is...
Just breaking into the McCure world because he has people around him. Just that ask has got to be something. So congrats on getting the A team. I mean, he's the big guy in the afternoon. All we hear
Who
about
Who does news for you?
Connie Weber.
Oh, we love Connie.
She's brilliant. I think she's the best, just to be honest.
All right, actually the A team.
That is my A team,
That's
yes.
your A team. All right. Would you like to do the honors and spin the wheel?
Yeah, let me grab the wheel first. Okay, I got it.
You got it?
Let's go. I felt like an actor there. Did I sell that?
You sold it.
Wapan.
All right. I know it well. I know the mayor, Ron Bishop, very well. I've toured there. My real sports cards up there. Great place. All right, so this one is a serious topic, not a fun topic. 6 additional Wapan prison employees have resigned or been fired, part of this big federal investigation. We're talking about, contraband smuggling, everything from cell phones, tobacco, drugs. A quick comment on this, and again, as I've talked to Mayor Ron about this, not enough resources, not enough correctional officers. I get all that. But here's my bottom line. You got a job to do. Do your damn job. This is one of the things that gets people upset about prisons. The fact that we send people to prison, they got cell phones, they got tobacco, they got drugs, they got TVs. What is that about? Understand there should be laws and rules in prisons where you don't have all that stuff. Bottom line is, and this is where it really gets serious, somebody died here.
Multiple people died.
Yes. One example, Dean Hoffman, died by suicide, 60 years old, denied his prescribed medications. What are we doing here? In the state of Wisconsin, this is inexcusable. I'm not going to let you just say, and I'm not blaming on Mayor Ron. Mayor Ron does a lot of things. But the Department of Corrections, understaffed, I get it. But we got to work with the resources we have. This cannot happen.
Do you think this is something that will actually get addressed in this legislative session? Because I feel like it's been the can has been kicked for over a decade as far as the Wapan prisons, the Green Bay prisons, as far as how uninhabitable they are, the shortages as far as correctional officers. Do you think this is something that's finally going to get addressed, or is it still going to be political football?
That's the ultimate question, right? Because I'll tick off my Republicans and conservative friends again. All we hear about in the old days on talk radio and sometimes even today, send them to prison, send them to jail. What do you think you have to do when you do that? You have to build more prisons. You have to make sure they're adequately staffed. And you got to make sure they have all the resources they need to keep these people corralled because they are paying a punishment for the crime they committed. So it's great for all the big talkers out there to say those things out loud, some on the radio. Show me the money, as they said in Jerry Maguire. Show me the damn money.
Well, it's not only that, it's also the entire legal system, right? Because we're also having a public defender shortage as far as people who actually want to do those jobs. I know that there was a pay increase with the last budget, but I'm not sure our DAs and our public defenders are necessarily still, we're an oversupply.
Yeah, it goes back to the argument I made before. All of these great intentions at the beginning, all these broad pronouncements and these press releases, which frankly, there's too many press releases, stop writing them. Unless you put money behind it, whether that's prison reform, drug treatment facilities, mental health, because we all know the Republicans think that's the cause of mass shootings, right? That's the only cause. Unless you put the money where your mouth is, you're worthless to me. I was going to say you're dead to me, but then I would be contributing to the mass shooting problems. I won't say that. Is that strong enough?
That is. I mean,
that was just number one of the spin.
I know. Let's see if we could. Let's spin it again. Let's see if we do something more fun this
time.
Come
on.
Sauk City.
Sauk City. All right. Ever want to just smash stuff?
Oh, yes.
It seems like you want to smash stuff right now. You could use this room right now. There's a room for that. So close to 2 years ago, Amanda Chestnut opened the Disorderly Conduct Rage Rooms, a downtown bank turned real estate office turned refuge designed for people who want to take out their frustrations, rage, sadness, or just their excess energy by smashing stuff. So whether it's plates, glass bottles, flat screen TVs, computer printers, even old bowling trophies, the premise is exactly what it sounds like. You make a reservation online, you come to Disorderly Conduct Rage Room, check out a cudgel of some sort, and then you safely process life or world events in a way that doesn't hurt anybody, but break some stuff. And so people come for all sorts of reasons, apparently, according to Chestnut. From date nights or bachelorettes or smashlerettes.
Oh, that is just priceless. I love that.
To processing profound personal grief or anger. She's had visits from middle-aged women dealing with life transitions like divorce. And there is one near us. So while Disorderly Conduct is only in the Madison area, it's hardly alone. So that basically, if you do a quick internet search, there's one in Sheboygan, Green Bay, Appleton, Eau Claire, Milwaukee, and Wauwatosa. I think I haven't been to it. I've walked by it. There's one in the Harbor District in Milwaukee that I have wanted to go to. Would you do this?
Absolutely. I saw a couple doing it on some video, viral video recently. They're having a blast. You wear the goggles. I think they had the helmets on. And just going to town on a dryer or something. It's like, wow.
So do you think they just go to like Goodwill or St. Vincent de Paul and that's where they get old broken appliances and TV screens and stuff like that?
I don't have the answer to that question, but probably. I guess you got to find them where you find them because there's a lot of stuff to break. Does it mention glass? Because glass is very satisfying when you break it.
Oh, it says plates, glass, bottles.
Yeah. Flinging a china dish at the wall, that'd be awesome.
I'm trying to think if I have, maybe I should go. Maybe I have some suppressed rage in me.
I think you'd feel better
afterwards.
I feel
like you get it out better than I do. I try to be a little bit more measured.
Yeah, well, they pay me to get it out. So, I mean, that's the whole point. I'm by myself for an hour in the morning. I got to get it out of me. Otherwise, I go crazy.
All right. Well, when we come back, actually, first, before we take a break.
Oh.
Are you a Peter Frampton fan? You said Steely Dan earlier.
Yeah, Frampton Comes Alive 2 album, one of my favorite albums of all time.
All right, let's do it again. How about
dope,
that?
That's the album to do it to.
But Let's Do It Again tour, because we're giving away 2 tickets to see Hall of Fame inductee Peter Frampton right now. 855-616-1620, Sighting Unlimited, WTMJ Talk and Text Line. Give us a call. Be nice to Rhea. But you're going to go see him April 15th at the Riverside Theater. He's a Grammy winner. He's the one. He's the only Peter Frampton. If you do not win right now, tickets are on sale at PabstTheaterGroup.com. But call right now, 855-616-1620. Caller number 4 is getting 2 tickets to go see Peter Frampton. And we'll be back after this.